If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hi, designers. Today, I want to talk to you about decision fatigue, especially when it comes to your design work. So decision fatigue is real. You may have experienced it. How do you know you've experienced it? Usually by the end of the day, you feel this amazing brain fog, or it's really difficult to make up your mind about something. Now, I'm not talking about someone who is, struggling to make decisions in general. I'm talking about when you've made so many decisions during the day that by the end of the day, it's very difficult to make a coherent, good, logical decision. Now, this happens to me a lot more than it has in past years, but it 100% happens when I'm doing design work. Very often, we're making all these teeny tiny little decisions to make our design work go. You know, so if I am designing a ice cream truck, for example, then I'm deciding what colors am I going to use. Is it going to be a yellow truck or a aqua green truck? And will the ice cream scoop be on the top be pink or will it be chocolate? And am I going to put a cherry on top? Am I going to use pink and white stripes on it? Am I going to put a driver in? How am I going to do the tires? Is this going to be flat? Is it going to be shaded? And oh my gosh, just even saying all of those things gets me like, oh my gosh, there's a reason I have decision fatigue when I am done with my design work, because we're making so many micro decisions as designers that we feel tired by the end of the day. One of my designers was saying that it took them a long time to really get up to 8 hours of design in a day, which I know that sounds crazy, but you guys, that's a regular work day. So they said like at first they could only do an hour, and then they were able to do 2 hours. And then they were able to do 3 or 4 hours, but you really do have to work yourself up. And I think it's partially because of, you know, what your hands are doing, right? When you're designing, moving your mouse around or your Wacom tablet or your Apple Pen. So there's some of that. The second reason is because you're bending your brain in a way that you haven't bent it before. When you're in the design realm, you are working in a space that is visual, but also requires a lot of thinking to make sure that things are happening in the way you want it to happen. And then finally, I think it's this thing, this decision fatigue that happens because you are making so many micro decisions that you don't even realize you're making more decisions than maybe someone who's sitting in a meeting and they're just figuring out one decision, right? But as a designer, you're making so many mini decisions that it really starts to affect your brain. So if you have been struggling and you're a brand new designer and you're starting and, you know, it feels really hard at first, it's not usually just the software involved here. It's also the fact that you've been making so many decisions that you're experiencing decision fatigue. I found this great article online from AMA, which I think is like a... It's for doctors. So anyway, but they talk about this in terms of the idea that decision fatigue is that after you make a certain number of decisions or many decisions, your ability to make more and more decisions over the course of the day becomes worse. And I think this is actually true. This is why so many times, you know, people say things like you should sleep on it before you make a decision. It's because at the end of the day, it's really difficult to make decisions about things. And I will freely admit, sometimes I've had to make decisions on things at the end of the day, and I don't love having to make decisions at that time of day. I like doing it first thing in the morning when I'm fresh, when my brain is awake and ready to go. That's also why I like to design first thing in the morning, because it makes a lot of sense to me that I'm making lots and lots of mini visual decisions and I just make better choices. I know intuitively quicker that I want to use blue instead of yellow on the truck. I intuitively know that I'm going to make it really pink and super girly. Like, I just know a lot of things because I'm able to make those decisions a lot faster. So they say in this article, every day, just in our personal lives, we make a ton of decisions. And a lot of these decisions are not consciously, you are not consciously making. For example, you open the refrigerator door and sometimes the only thing that that's in there is bagels. And that's a pretty easy decision. So that's so interesting. Like, things that we don't consider as decisions really are in fact decisions. And then this article goes on to say, but if there's a lot of different things in terms of what do I eat? What do I wear? What do I do with my day, especially on a day off? That can create some stress. And by the time the average person goes to bed, they've made over 35,000 decisions. And all of those decisions take time and energy and certainly can deplete us. And you guys, this is for a normal person. Designers are making so many micro decisions in their design work that I'm sure it's actually more than this. So if that gives you some context for why you might be tired when you're done designing, it's not just because of the design work. It's the actual fatigue that your brain is going through for making all of those little decisions. I just think it's an interesting way to be thinking about your design work. And if you're feeling really like it is hard to get past a certain amount of time, then what I want to tell you is that if you design a little bit every day and you're adding more time to that, you will build up stamina for it. It's just like running, exercising, or anything else that you are kind of working towards on a goal. It actually requires you doing it quite a bit to get the stamina needed in order to design for a long period of time. Very often I will talk to people who are like, I cannot design more than 2 hours. It's too hard. And I'm like, all you have to do is design for 2 hours every day for a certain amount of time. And you will find that it gets easier and easier and easier. And so it's not that hard to add on another 15 minutes, an extra 30 minutes to that design time. Now, I will say breaks are still really important. Getting up, moving a little bit, and then getting back to work is still an important part of the process. So just because you can't go 8 hours straight means that I can. The answer is no. You have to get up, you have to have a break, you let your brain rest for a second. There is a lot to be said though about developing flow in this process, and you can develop flow if you are, you know, really just designing and making those decisions quickly. I find, for me anyway, because I'm such a morning person, that I develop much better flow in the morning time with my design work than I do in the afternoon. In fact, if I leave an art project until the afternoon, I really rarely experience flow. It's very difficult for me. I'm still thinking about the previous events of the day. I'm thinking about making dinner. I'm thinking about my kids getting home. I'm thinking about all the things that really have nothing to do with the design work. And because of that, I really struggle to experience flow in the afternoon. Now for you, it might be different. Maybe you don't experience flow except for in the evening once your kids are in bed, because you feel that kind of like that quiet, you feel that ability to really concentrate. And I think there's a lot to that as well. That was the way I used to be when my kids were younger. I would put them to bed, yes, at 7 p.m. They went to bed really early. And I would work in the evening. And that was the only time I could experience flow then, because I felt finally in a resting state. I didn't have kids running around me. I knew everyone was actually in bed for the night and I could get some things done. So I am hoping that if you are, especially at the beginning stages of your design career, and you're starting to experience fatigue where it's feeling really difficult, know that decision fatigue is playing a major part of this and that you are going to get through it. You're going to be amazing. So hopefully that helps. I hope you have an amazing day and I will see you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.